Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is according to St. Paul's letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 20 through 26. Timothy, my son, in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earthenware, and some for noble use, some for ignoble. If anyone purifies himself from what is ignoble, then he will be a vessel for noble use, consecrated and useful to the master of the house, ready for any good work. So shun youthful passions and aim at righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call upon the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with stupid, senseless controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kindly to everyone, an apt teacher, forbearing, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant that they will repent and come to know the truth, and they may escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 8, verses 11 through 21. At that time the Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation." And he left them, and getting into the boat again he departed to the other side. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they discussed it with one another, saying, "We have no bread." And being aware of it, Jesus said to them, "Why do you discuss the fact that you have no bread? Do you not perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember, when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you not yet understand?" On this day, the 11th of December, we commemorate Daniel the Stylite of Constantinople. This saint was from the village of Marutha in the region of Samosata in Mesopotamia. He became a monk at the age of 12. After visiting Saint Simeon the Stylite and receiving his blessing, he was moved with zeal to follow his marvelous way of life. At the age of 42, guided by Providence, he came to Annapolis in the environs of Constantinople in the days of the Holy Patriarch Anatolius, who was also healed by Saint Daniel of a very grave malady and sought to have him live near him. Upon coming to Annapolis, Saint Daniel first lived in the church of the Archangel Michael, but after some 9 years, Saint Simeon the Stylite appeared to him in a vision, commanding him to imitate his own ascetical struggle upon a pillar. The remaining 33 years of his life he stood for varying periods on 3 pillars, one after another. He stood immovable in all weather, and once his disciples found him covered with ice after a winter storm. He was a counselor of emperors. The pious Emperor Leo the Great fervently loved him and brought his royal guests to meet him. It was at St. Daniel's word that the holy relics of St. Simeon the Stylite were brought to Constantinople from Antioch, and it was in his days that the Emperor Leo had the relics of the 3 holy children brought from Babylon. St. Daniel also defended the church against the error of the Eutychians. Having lived through the reigns of the emperors Leo, Zeno, and Basiliscus, he reposed in 490 at the age of 84. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.